We're going to tell you, boys and girls, and anyone else who cares to listen, some of our favorite Bible stories. I'm James Mason.
And I'm Pamela Mason.
And I'm Portland.
Portland is our daughter. She always enjoys hearing these stories, and I hope that you will, too. Which would you like to hear first, Portland?
Oh, the beginning. Well, the beginning of the world.
You want to hear about the creation? Well, that's as good a place to start as any.
This is what we read about in the first book of the Holy Bible, Genesis. That means the beginning.
Once upon a time, there was no world at all. No earth, no sky, no sun, no moon, no animals, and no people.
And no children.
No children hollering, no babies crying.
No dogs barking or kittens purring.
No nothing.
Till God created the world.
You know what that means, Portland? Creation?
Yes, I think so. If I start with a blank piece of paper and I cover it with paint or chalk or even writing, well, that's sort of creation, isn't it?
Yes, you've made something where before there was nothing. Yes, that's creation. That's what God did on a somewhat larger scale.
First, the Bible tells us, God created heaven and earth, but darkness and emptiness were everywhere.
The world had begun. But can you imagine what it was like? I don't know if you've ever explored a cave deep down under the earth without any sort of light to guide you. A dark, silent, vast emptiness.
So God said...
God said, let there be light.
And on the second day of creation, God said...
Let there be a firmament made amidst the waters.
And this was done. And the firmament is what we call the sky.
Now we come to one of the most exciting days of creation. On the third day, God said, let the waters that are under heaven be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear.
And there was a roaring and a swishing and a bubbling and a churning as the waters were pushed aside, and the hills and the plains and the deserts and the rocks formed themselves into continents. Earth and sea, God called them.
But of course, the earth was not the way it is now. There was no life on it yet, remember?
No trees or grass?
Or flowers, either.
Not even a weed or a bramble bush or a cactus.
Just a heap of rocks and sand and mountains.
So God said,
let the earth bring forth the green herbs and such as may seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, which may have seed in itself upon the earth.
So now, for the first time, the hills and the plains became green. Trees reached up toward the sky.
The first buds opened, the first flowers bloomed.
The first fruit ripened. And to aid this process of growing, God said on the fourth day,
let there be light made in the firmament of heaven to divide the day and the night. And let them be signs and for seasons and for days and for years to shine in the firmament of heaven and to give light upon the earth.
And so we got the sun and the moon and the millions of stars.
Yes, and the seasons. The spring, when all the seeds came to life and start pushing their way through the earth.
And the daffodils and the crocuses and all the fruit trees are covered with blossoms. Oh, I love the spring.
And then God gave us the summer, a time of warmth and growth and pleasure.
And fishing and lying in the sun.
And swimming and building sandcastles on the beach.
All the things that go with a hot summer's day. And then he gave us autumn.
The time when we bring home the harvest and store up our food for the winter. Dig up the potatoes and gather the apples before the first frost.
And we get those gorgeous colored leaves on all the trees.
And then the leaves fall and suddenly winter is upon us. And the cold weather sends us indoors and all the growing things take a long rest.
And the trees look as if they were dead. But they're not really dead. They're just having a quiet nap. Some of the animals go to sleep too. Did you know that?
Oh, they hibernate.
Exactly.
The snow and the ice and the frost. All these things God made when he gave us the winter.
Which day was this? I've forgotten.
That was the fourth day. So as the fifth day came, the moon and the sun shone over the land and the water. The stars twinkled from the vast dome of the sky. Trees and grass and shrubs covered the land. But there were no fish swimming and leaping in those seas and rivers. In all that fresh, clean air, there were no birds and no nests in any of the trees.
It must have been awfully quiet.
And think how lonely. So God filled this wonderful stage with new characters, a world full of creatures. He said, "Let the waters bring forth the creeping creatures having life, and the fowl that may fly over the earth under the firmament of heaven." So God made all the creatures of the sea, from the mighty whale to the tiniest shellfish, the sponges and the coral, the starfish and the jellyfish, the tuna and the catfish.
He filled the air with birds. He made the powerful eagle and the robin and the chickadee.
And he blessed them, saying, "Increase and multiply and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds be multiplied upon the earth."
So for a while the earth belonged to the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. But still the earth was lonely. There was so much richness on the earth. There was still not enough life to make the best of the prairies and the woods and the jungles. So now we come to the sixth day, when God said,
"Let the earth bring forth the living creature in its kind, cattle and creeping things, beasts of the earth, according to their kinds."
He made every kind of animal imaginable, every animal that walks upon the earth, all the ones that you or I have ever heard of, the elephant, the monkey, the tiger, the panther, the giraffe, the kangaroo, the rabbit, the porcupine.
Dogs and hamsters?
Yes, he made all the domestic animals too, all those that were eventually to become the servants and the friends of man. Cows and goats to give milk, horses to carry people, dogs to tend sheep, cats to catch rats, and to decorate the hearth.
And butterflies and ladybugs.
Yes, everything was there waiting for us. One ingredient was still missing. For all the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and the animals in the jungles and the pasture land, the earth was still lonely, incomplete.
The earth had never felt the touch of a human foot. The sea had never felt the prow of a boat. The sun had never brought out the freckles on the face of a child.
The great silver moon had never stirred the hearts of a man and a woman. No shepherd had ever lain awake at night recognizing the constellations of the stars and giving them names. Everything was without a name, because the one creature to whom God was to assign the unique powers was still a twinkle in God's eye, until finally he said, "Let us make man to our own image and likeness, and let him have dominion over the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the air and the beasts and the whole earth, and every creeping creature that moveth upon the earth."
And so, the work of the sixth day, the greatest work of all, was done. And God was pleased. The great exciting work of creation was finished. The light and the dark, the sky, the earth and the water, the green growing things, the sun, the moon and the stars, the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the animals upon the land, and above all, man himself to rule the earth.
Today, when our work is done, we observe Sunday as a day of rest, a day on which we honor and thank God for all the gifts he has given us. When God finished his great work of creation, he saw that his work was well done, and on the seventh day, he rested. And God blessed the seventh day.